Hi, TJ. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How y'all?
Doing well.
Good, thanks.
So, how do you feel like Fred Jackson complements your game in the backfield?
Well, we do a good job of just keeping each other healthy and fresh throughout the whole game, and just another set of eyes to let me know what he's saying out there when I'm out there, and then it's vice versa. So, I mean, he's been a great compliment since I've been here.
I know it's relatively early in the process, but how has the transition gone from EJ to Kyle Orton?
Well, it's only been one game. Obviously, the experience definitely played a big role into what we can do, obviously. So, I mean, Kyle did a great job this past weekend of commanding the offense and getting us in the right situations to be successful.
Do you feel like Kyle's the best man for the job?
I mean, that's hard to say. I mean, I'm going to let everybody else speculate that. I mean, both guys are different. Obviously, EJ's still learning along the way. Kyle's been around the block for a while. Like I said, he did a great job for us Sunday, and I will continue to try to improve.
You guys last year were one of the fastest teams in terms of overall plays per game, and you guys appear to kind of slow down a little bit this year. How has that transition been for the offense?
Well, it's definitely been different. Obviously we want to get back to what we want to do, speeding it up and getting out tempo. But, obviously we want to also make sure that everybody's on the same page and executing at a high level. So hopefully we'll get back to that point, but who knows.
Patriots have had three good performances against the run and two forgettable performances against the run. How have you kind of assessed what they have in their front seven and their overall run defense?
Well, I never based on, our performance and what we can do against some guys and what other people, because each Sunday is different. They bring different tendencies and they play each team different. So, I'm expecting a great defense that's going to show up this Sunday. Obviously, every defense goal is to stop the run, and we just have to do a good job of trying to counter that, and it's going to be a great matchup, but definitely looking forward to it.
What's the feeling like up there now? There seems to be a sense of optimism, not just the way you guys are playing, but the sale of the team has gone through.
We didn't let that factor us. That's just outside stuff. Obviously, we're happy for those guys for being able to purchase the team and keeping the team here in Buffalo. But at the same time, we have to stay focused on the task at hand, and that's winning games on Sunday. But obviously, everybody in the building and the fan base is very happy about the new ownership.
You guys have, obviously, the Patriots coming in on Sunday in a home game for sole possession of first place in the AFC East. Is this kind of where you imagined you would be at this point in the season, or is it better or worse than you expected?
In two of our games, we kind of let slip away, and we've been able to bounce back from each game, win or lose, and put on a good performance. Obviously, this week it's a lot at stake for both teams. Like you said, to pretty much get sole possession of first place in our division. And I think the guys on the team we earned that. So like I said, we're looking forward to the matchup. It's always a tough one against these guys, a veteran group, a experienced group. So it's going to be a good one on Sunday.
You excited that you don't have to get hit by Brandon Spikes anymore?
We have a conversation throughout the week, but they still have some great, they do a great job of tackling in open space and fitting the run. So, it is what it is, and just got to be ready for a physical game that they're going to present.
Is Brandon, obviously played in New England for 4 years on four successful teams. Has he maybe brought some kind of a winning attitude, positive attitude to the team in that regard?
He brings a lot of experience. I played in some championship games, and he's been at an organization that knows how to be successful and knows what it takes to be successful as far as the players go. So, and whenever you do that, it's always great for, the other guys to have an experience that. So we're excited that we're able to get him during the offseason, and hopefully he can continue to be a great player for us.
You guys have had some good, talented young wide receivers come through your system in the last few years, but how does Sammy Watkins stack up compared to them?
Well, obviously he's a great receiver. He's still learning the game and learning the system, but you can definitely see that he's going to be special. He comes to work every day, work hard, get out there his craft, and try to put himself in the best position so he can be successful. But it's definitely been a joy to watch him play.